All right, everyone. It is the Grim Lord, and I am here with Spawn. You know what? You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. It's the end of February. And don't worry, we've got some other stuff, some other surprises, because it's the end of Waifu Month. And we're going to be doing something new that I think you guys are going to like, that I know you guys are going to like. And for the comic fans out there, I'm going to keep the comics coming. Now, I was going to do like a whole fucking month of comics, but I can't because they take way too much time. Like, not time, but they take too much out of me. Doing all those accents and all the other things required for a good comic, it takes a lot out of you. It really wears on me, especially my throat, you know, because I got to do all the different sounds and gurgles and all that kind of shit. So, yeah, that's rough. But I guess if I was a little younger, it wouldn't be a problem. But, you know, I'm about to be 39, so I'm kind of getting up there. I'm not, like, old, but I'm getting there, and my body's trying to tell me, hey, bud, you can't do this kind of shit, like, as crazy as you used to, which is fine. But that doesn't mean we won't do it once a week at least. So let's give you some Spawn. Embrace it, he'd been told. Let it bathe you in its seductive caress. Only then will your existence matter. Only then will your wife be left unscathed. So drink in man's sins and all his evils. Let your new outer flesh grow. Metamorphosize. Yeah, that's what it is. Allowing you to become that which you must. A servant of hell. Living purely on instincts with a craving for blood. Alright. The Hellspawn, a dweller in the darkest of New York City's alleyways, has been gathering the leavings of the past week's activities. Victims of random murders still unsuspected by the police, bodies of enemies of organized crime dumped by anonymous hitmen, whores killed after threatening to leave their pimps once too often, toxically overdosed drug addicts, sad, starved derelicts, gang members a long way from home, all make their way eventually to Rat City, or at least their body parts do, even though a Crimson Spectre has claimed a portion of it for himself, no matter. The killings and dumpings continue. This cloaked being, himself no stranger to evil's black embrace, then goes about collecting the debris. So that she will remain untainted. I can't be wrong about this. The dreams were so vivid. His corruption, her purity. But if it is him, where's he been all these years? Why is he hiding? And why in God's name would he fake his own death? And so, ignorant of Spawn's origin, Terry's mind spins relentlessly with questions. Then, for some reason, he becomes acutely aware of his surroundings. Here, the shadows keep their secrets. As he forges deep into the labyrinthine alley, his anxiety builds. He needs a distraction. So he makes that which he fears into his target. My God, look at them all. I can't believe none of these guys can get a job even scrubbing floors. At least they'd have some dignity. He's more comfortable now. Finding fault in others has always gotten us past our own inadequacies. Minutes later, methodic footsteps shatter Terry's brief tranquility. Who's there? Show yourself. You're on our turf, homie. We don't like real people messing with our space, so you better have a damn good reason why I shouldn't bust your head open. I'm just trying to find someone, a friend. You ain't got no friends around here. People come here trying to get away from crap like you. Now pull out your wallet and face the wall. Terry closes his eyes, thinking he's about to die. Back away from him. You've made your point, gentlemen. The directive is given with an authoritative calm. I don't like his stink, Cog. This punk thinks he's too good for us, don't you, boy? We're just scum to you, right? Leave him with me. Like good soldiers, the vagrant pair obeys. They'll search for the enemy elsewhere. Thanks, old-timer. You saved my... Why are you here? It's not wise to come into these alleys alone, especially at this time. You must need something very important. Spawn. I hear he lives around here. Though everyone I've asked thinks he's some kind of ghost, that he's not real. Now, either they're very ignorant or they're hiding something. Either way, I'm getting nowhere. What's your interest in him? Like I told your pals, he's a friend, or at least he used to be. A moment. Sam had his turn. Sam had turned his back for only one fleeting moment. Skrrt! Skrrt! Cripes! What do you think you're doing? You can't put your notepad on the car like that. What do you want to do, scratch it? That's a lacquer finish. It's very delicate. Rub, 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 rub. Sorry, didn't mean to denigrate the crime-mobile, sir. Just think it through next time. I'll be more careful. I won't even ask. Come on, Twitch, it's just a few wrappers. Besides, everyone knows it's the exterior that counts, not the inside. Especially for the chicks. I'll keep that in mind, sir. Later that night. So where is he, Twitch? I don't know, but he said he'd be here. Yeah, just like last time. I tell you, I'm not getting stood up a second time. Even if he does show up, I'm only giving him 5 minutes to prove he's legit about this Chief Bank Senator Jennings conspiracy. I don't like being used. Agreed. But if our suspicions are correct, this guy is some high-ranking government type who seems to know who's pulling some big international strings. It'd give our agency instant credibility if we can piece this case together. Can you imagine, Twitch, what kind of power this mystery leader must wield if he could make Banks blow his own head off? That is a concern, sir. In sporadic gusts, dark winds snake through intricate branches of the hidden Bowery, seemingly sucked into the darkness by an unseen force. Winds channeled to fan an open fire, stoked well to consume the trinkets which bind an aura of ugliness to those dwelling in the back streets. Money, stolen goods, drugs, the lifeblood of any corrupted subculture. These are the worthless objects that have drawn them all to their fate, made them beacons to the creature cloaked in blood red. God have mercy! What have you done, Al? Called Leostro, the old man, and pointed Terry in the direction he needed to go. Before melting into the icy grip of night, he gave a warning. Focus yourself. Distractions are a lure for the weak. Terry acknowledges his weaknesses. Weakness, rather. Nothing on his 12-block trek had prepared him for this hellish setting, or for what he has now become. What's going on here? I need to know. I need to understand. Is it really you, Al? Get out of here. Now. He wants to run to end this nightmare, but Cogliostro's words still ring in his brain. No, I'm tired of all this. I have to know. What's this about? What are you? Some murdering lunatic? Clank! Thwap! With unhuman swiftness, the creature reacts. Terry nearly blacks out from the impact. You stole my wife, goddamn you! My wife! She thought you were dead, don't you understand? Wanda thought you were gone forever. We all did. It's been 5 years. So that gives you the right to screw my wife? Can't you hear? She buried you. Watched them put you in the ground. It devastated her losing you. She was in pain. She needed to get through it. I was trying to do what I thought you'd want from me. Falling in love wasn't part of the plan. Then what was, having me killed? Why did Wynn give the order to terminate me? You are my friend, goddammit. Now you're defending that son of a bitch. First my life, then Wanda. I should kill you right now. You're wrong. Your dying has nothing to do with Wanda. She's innocent of all this. You, Wynn, my frame-up, it's destroying her. He's right, Al. This is none of your business, Cog, so get the hell out of here. I will when I'm ready. This man used to be a friend of yours before you died, before you changed. He's just a victim, Al, and it's all because of you, your actions. He's now living a lie, hoping that someday he'll find the truth, something you seem to have a hard time accepting these days. You don't know us, Cog, or what this is about, but he does. So ask him, then do your killing. Ask! I don't have to. because there isn't a good enough answer. Nothing's going to excuse his betrayal or what he took from me. Look at me, Terry. Look what you helped hell to create. A monster! Do you know what that means? To not be a man anymore. To be so disgusting to look at that my own wife doesn't recognize me. Do you understand that? What it's like to have your wife recoil in fear at the mere sight of you? To know she's sleeping naked next to another man? I've watched you, Terry. Seen how Wanda loves you. The way she looks at you. That should be me, not you, damn it. Me! You've got everything. Her love, her devotion, her child. I've got nothing. She thought you died. I did! Can't you see? I'm like this because I'm dead. He used me and my love for Wanda. Turned it all into some waking nightmare. Hell and all its devils mock. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Hell and its devils mock all we hold dear. Humans are a commodity lured into damnation by their own weakness. They found mine, Wanda. Now, to keep her pure, I have to be their assassin, a killer for their unholy war. Funny, isn't it? I'm doing the same job for Hell that I did for Wynn, and now you defend him! Needing answers, Spawn releases his grip. Why, Terry? How can you possibly justify your involvement with Wynn? You set me up, Al. Framed me. I still don't know how or even why, but it was Wynn. And the only way I could think to nail him was to get close, watch him myself and hope he tripped up someplace. So I took a job with him, not to be his confidant, or his advisor, or his shield. I took the job so I could bury the scumbag, pure and simple. Since when did you become such a tough guy? Look, you keep talking about your devils. Well, I've got one too, only mine's in human form, and he's messing with my family. I can't, I won't turn a blind eye to what he did. So why are you here? I can't do this alone. I'm looking for some help. And why should he? This isn't even his fault, Al. It's yours. When you stole those guns months ago, it set in motion a whole chain of events that led Wynn to believe your friend was responsible. Yeah, we did that right. The loss of those armaments caused your former boss a great deal of discomfort internationally. There we go. People in power don't like being made fools of. Given the short list of people who knew of the weapons, Wynn concluded it had to be Terry. After all, why would anyone assume a dead man had done it? Then prove it. I'll be at your office late tomorrow. How? There's Code 11 and security in effect. Or rather, there's Code 11 security in effect, rather. Just be there. In San Francisco, the Drug Enforcement Agency has arrested a pair of major cocaine importers, Norvin Blandon and Danilo Meneses. Two Colombian nationals are believed to have distributed several tons of cocaine through Bay Area street gangs. Profits are alleged to have been funneled to a guerrilla army whose leaders were graduates of the CIA-run School of the Americas. Both Meneses and Blandon had been employed by the CIA as civilian leaders of anti-communist militias. The House Intelligence Committee is investigating any possible links there, as well as with paramilitary groups in Turkey and Ireland, according to an unnamed State Department source. The pair had fallen into disfavor with their Colombian suppliers over unpaid debts, according to the same source. Noted documentary filmmaker Duncan Levin, just back from Northern Ireland, is furious with the embassy there. His film crew, permits in hand, were denied access to a remote village near the city of Hemtorg. As they pressed the issue, they were removed by the locals. When Levin brought the matter to the embassy, the U.S. ambassador supported the actions of the locals. Levin suspects that the embassy was pressured by the CIA due to rebel activity in the area. This is borne out by embassy recommendations that, for political reasons, the project be reworked for filming in the southern part of the country. On a sadder note, I regret to report the death of Harold Case, a veteran investigative reporter with NBC. He was on special assignment in Istanbul when he died in a tragic car accident. He was 61. Regular viewers know my feelings about the CIA, how I've begged and pleaded with our government to put a leash on them. The agency's blatant manipulation of our overseas interests will have repercussions well into our grandkids' lifetimes, assuming they live so long and even hear about it. The biggest crisis of all is that our ever-dwindling cabal of media outlets follows their lead in the shifting priorities of intelligence gathering. In other words, our spies keep switching enemies. It's as though they're being led by a ring through their special interests. Political? Military? What day is this? It's bad enough that national secrets are being bought and sold like some cheap watch in a pawn shop. My problem is that the pawn shop keeps changing management. Look, I'm sorry things didn't work out like they should have, but they needed me to finish up an analysis I've been working on. Tell Granny I'll see her next week. It's not her I'm concerned with, it's you and your long hours. I'll be fine as soon as I can be out of here. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. I'll be fine. As soon as I can, I'll be out of here, okay? Yeah, okay. I love you, Wanda. I love you, too. Small lies are what he gives her, not yet ready to tell her the truth for fear it might hurt her. Come on, Al, where are you? Time slips away as Terry continues to organize his evidence. Thud! Jesus, how long have you been here? How'd you get in? It doesn't matter. Show me what you need to. It's right here. The data's cross-referenced, tracking weapons consignments. Tracking weapons consignments that have disappeared out or have been received overseas at locations other than where they were invoiced. Iraq, North Korea, Bosnia, you name it. Security breaches that enable political favors to be bought. Rerouted gun shipments are the payoff. Take a look yourself. He does. The information builds a damning case. So you think it's Wynn? Pretty sure. I won't be certain until someone IDs the weapons. Which is where I come in. You're the only one skilled enough to attempt the mission, and with your powers, the chance of survival increases dramatically. Speaking of which, I need to ask you something. It was you who cured my cancer, wasn't it? Well, why, since you wanted to kill me so bad? I had my reasons. It was Wanda, wasn't it? Well, she needs your help. She wants Wynn buried as much as I do. So will you do it? Please. Wow. Got a little bit of rain, but we're going to continue. Oh, I like this. This is great. Issue number 5596, Sabotage. Oh, cool. Surreal. It's the only word Terry can think of to describe this moment, as he finds himself caught in the world of a friend he thought had been buried years ago. Joy, relief, horror. What should he be feeling? The emotions ricochet as each question is silently asked. Why does he live here like this? Where has he been hiding all these years? What is this about? According to this data, Wynn's taken the profits from sales of the armament shipments he's diverted and used the money to buy political favors. Now that his friend is back in his life, how does Terry convince himself that all this ugliness is acceptable? Look at this place! It's a friggin' horror show! And worse, Al's been thriving in this. He's in Iraq, too. That country used to hate him. He's changed. And until I figure out how much, there's no way I can let Wanda know about any of this. It'd destroy her. Tick, tick, tick! The last time they met, she became convinced he's some psychotic nut trying to mock Al's memory. Spawn continues scanning the laptop screen, searching for a weak link in his former boss's overseas dealings. Tick, tick. Terry, on the other hand, has been so engrossed with the macabre setting that he hasn't watched where he's stepping. A squishy ooze changes that. What the? Worms. Moving with a purpose and swiftness that reminds Terry of how ants behave. One leg is half covered before he knows it. They're brushed off frantically. What's in this garbage they're so eager for? God, there's thousands. Drop them. Don't you ever touch those again. Understand? Do you understand? Come on, take it easy, Al. There are things you don't need to know about. Things that Spawn knows too well. Like the worms, the channelers of evil. Their lives in the soil, untouched by God's light, created in them an ethereal gap, eagerly filled by the powers of darkness. Their black aura helps nurture and strengthen Spawn's uniform. And though he tries not to think about it, he knows they've become a part of his new existence. Look, Terry, I said I'd work with you, but at least for now, all this is going to be awkward for both of us. So let's stay focused on Wynn and determine how we bring him to his knees and his empire to ruin. I agree. But I'm still trying to get a hold on all this, like that old man, I think you called him Cog. Somehow he knew about my life, my motivations. How? Only someone from my office could know what he knows. And don't tell me he's some undercover guy. I don't know what he is, but he's got some kind of power that gives him insight into others. Unfortunately, he's never bothered to tell me how it works. It just does. In the meantime, you want to be useful? Help me find my guns. I buried them somewhere around here. Yeah, okay. You don't want to talk about this? Fine. It's just hard for me to understand what's happened to you. You're bigger, taller than before, with power from who knows where. And after 5 years, you just decided to pop in back into everyone's lives. Why? Was disappearance your only option? Faking your own death? Making Wanda suffer? I'm dead! Or at least I was. The faster you accept that, the sooner some of this will begin to make sense. Hell's not playing a game, Terry. They know what they were doing to me. My true body is still lying in a coffin, rotting away. This is what I've become since. A walking Grim Reaper. So don't tell me how Wanda has suffered. I know that. Believe me, that thought tortures me every minute. If you think you're confused, well, join the club. Sensing that their newfound relationship has points yet to resolve, they agree to reconvene another night. As Terry ambles forward, he knows he's made a mistake. Pressuring Al this soon isn't... Excuse me, went a little fast there. As Terry ambles forward, he knows he's made a mistake. Pressuring Al this soon isn't fair. He'll talk when he's ready. The focus should be on Jason Wynn. All the rest will take care of itself. Like the matter of Terry's safety in or out of the Bowery. Their ignorance causes... That's been tended to. The word has been spread. The civilian goes untouched. Of course, there are new arrivals daily. Their ignorance causing some friction in the ranks. They are dealt with, though, by those who know better. That this man is now to be given all rights accorded one known as a friend of Spawn. So Terry leaves untouched and completely unaware. Known for its elite clientele, the Chateau Larrer caters to those professionals seeking fine French cuisine and a staff discreet enough to ignore every conversation, leaving my dear rivals to the north pondering their next move. I'm glad I was able to be of some assistance. Oh, Mr. Wynn, you are far too modest. Your skill, at acquiring the appropriate hardware for those of us in need has earned you my undying gratitude. Still, one cannot have too many friends. Which is why I've asked Mr. Ijana here to join us this evening. His armies are strategically placed throughout the Czech Republic and along the Turkish border. Though small in size, they've... I'm well aware of Mr. Ijana's accomplishments in guerrilla warfare, of how he's able to do so much with so little. My sources also inform me that you gentlemen have now discovered a common enemy, one who currently holds a vital political stronghold near much-needed oil fields. Again, you impress me, Mr. Wynn. We are prepared to pay handsomely for assurances that our cause will be fortified with the proper tools. I will consider this to be a personal favor, sir. As per your request, all funds will be carefully routed to a numbered account in Switzerland. To further show my gratitude, may I mention that I have friends in the Irish government who can help with your little problems there? 40 minutes later, the deal is closed. Though all are distrustful of each other, this makes for good business, especially for Jason Wynn. The profits from this transaction will help him buy favors in Japan tomorrow. A little bubbly for such a special occasion. Excuse me? Surprise! I'll tell ya, that was sweet. You control them. They control you. Everyone's all kissy-kissy. And I thought we demons were manipulative. He's still in with our deal, Spawn will be dealt with soon enough. Somewhere over a military installation near Kachak, Republic of Serbia, the first target has been identified. After much discussion, Al and Terry had concluded that visual confirmation was a crucial step in the execution of this mission. His ride has taken almost 18 hours. Sitting next to landing gear at 30,000 feet for over half a day caused some pain, but in the process, use of his powers was not necessary. A satellite positioning link gives him his location. And then, when the proper time comes, a small panel is ripped from the plane's great belly. Another 10-hour walk brings him to where he wants to be. Papa One, this is Birthday Boy. I can see my present. 6712. New York City. Copy, Birthday Boy. It's time to open your present and tell me what's inside. I'm especially curious to see if it's been made in the U.S. since it's nearly impossible to find those kinds of toys in other countries. I'll send a message after everything's been unwrapped. How long will that be? 20 minutes tops. I don't see this party lasting very long. Be careful. Beneath this mask, Spawn smiles, thinking that Terry always was such a worrywart. But this is the type of mission he was trained for, perhaps even born for. Why else would he have been so effective in their execution? As a man, then his success in mission was highly probable. As a Hellspawn, it's a lock. His new powers only enhance the killing skills of a former elite soldier. That this installation houses the butchers who 48 hours earlier ravaged a small village 90 miles to the north, slaughtering men, women, and children alike, only serves to make our cloaked hero more determined, more brutal. He was taught how to shatter bodies, shred cartilage, damage vital organs, and the way he took to weapons, any weapons, increased his value to his superiors. Kill or be killed, that was Wynn's motto. Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons was his prize agent for enforcing it. That was then, this is now. Though nothing much has changed, he's still a puppet, it's just someone else's war. Hell's. Still, in some warped sense of logic, this is a chance for Spawn to feel human again, doing what made him special, and for maybe the first time finding a purpose for his transformed, accursed life. He needs to savor the moment. Birthday Boy, do you read? Copy, Papa One, I'm still here. Good. I need you to look around further, see if you can find the special present. Negative, I've searched this place twice already. The tags are all correct. What? I'm telling you, we've been suckered. All shipments appear. Wait a minute. Do you see something? I'm not sure. I'll tell you in a second. Crunch! He guessed right. The standard crate of grenades is half this size, particularly if they were manufactured in the United States. Why would someone go to the trouble of putting them in oversized boxes, unless it had nothing to do with grenades? So the markings had to be false. Papa One, we've just hit pay dirt. Physical identification confirmed. Thank God. Okay, you've been a very good boy. Now get the hell out of there. Pronto. I will, but not till I leave a little going away card. What are you talking about? Your mission's complete. You just need to get out. Do you copy? There's no time for vendettas. We have what we came for. No further response is forthcoming. I give up. Brit, brit, brit. Quickly, very quickly, Spawn is reminded that a good soldier doesn't veer from his orders. Any delay has the potential to be deadly. But he has to do this. It's not about strategy anymore. The game is quite simple now. Revenge. Jason Wynn is about to receive a very loud message. Hellspawn don't like being pushed. For nearly 30 miles, the force of the blast will be visible. Sources in the vicinity of the explosion said that because of a second-tier enforcement ring around the installation, firefighters were unable to make their way to the disaster site in a timely fashion. When rescue units did finally arrive, the raging fires had damaged the vast majority of the rebel base. What insider predicted that without support from its southern flank, the renegade armies responsible for much of North Korea's terrorist activities would have to realign its force? This might give government peace negotiators a chance to continue discussions towards a ceasefire. Though it was assumed that the latest explosion would escalate tensions into hiding, perhaps to formulate plans for a resolution to this long-standing feud, both the North and South Korean governments have increased security in rural border areas especially. They hope to thwart further militia activity in the event neither side agrees to mutually implement its sanctions. We have learned that one rebel commander in the north has been executed for allowing such a devastating incident to occur. The body of Lieutenant General Sun Hao Kim was reportedly hoisted up a pole as a warning that failure from within would no longer be tolerated. So get this, as a result of this little Asian bonfire, our president's staff is being lobbied from all sides by our allies. They want to take advantage of the North Koreans' weakened position by stepping up our side's military presence. But us peace-loving Americans are insisting on standing idly by as North and South Korea duke it out. So, okay, our fine nation is being hypocritical again, but the rumblings from our local militia suggest it may just be business as usual. I guess I wasn't the only one who looked close at the video footage. These so-called rebels were carrying our latest ordnance, wearing our gear. Indecisive patty cake posturing or one-stop shopping? Or did the stuff just fall off the back of a truck? Calm yourself, Ambassador. I've already given out my instructions. As we speak, a new camp is being set up near the border. It's not the camp I'm concerned with. You tell me how I'm supposed to align myself with Rabib's group when I've now got nothing to give him. I've lost a partner who could give me protection. I'll be dead within 72 hours. Unfortunate, however, I did not create your enemies. No, you didn't, but you created a few of your own. They found one of my men outside of camp. He'd been dragged there by some red-cloaked ghost. My man said the ghost kept repeating the same two words. Jason Wynn. Jason Wynn. Jason Wynn. It's the devil himself, my man said, just before he died. Whatever it is, I don't like being caught in your personal wars. The others will hear about this. Elsewhere, the cold hiss of static is suddenly interrupted. God damn it, where have you been? I thought you were caught in... Never mind. Do you have any idea what you just started? A domino effect, hopefully. One leading right back to its source. You blew up our evidence. What were you thinking? Don't worry. I kept a few souvenirs. Alright, comic fans, we are back. Let's go ahead and finish Spawn. 56, December 96, Khan. Capullo and McFarlane. And so I dream, always floating back to the same place, my home. It used to be safe to go there, but now it's all confusing, so tainted. It all keeps getting mixed up, and I can't sort anything out. I don't even try anymore. Somehow they all belong together. The logic of it will come one night while I sleep. For now, I just want to see them, my family. Want to remember how it was, Brian playing with his space toys, always banging them together. Luke, I think that was the name of his favorite one. And Lori, God, how she lit up a room with her smile. There was no better mom or wife. I swear she lived in her apron. She loved cooking so much. Maybe that's why he hated her. I've come for you. Why he did what he did, taking his anger out on them because of me. Hurting the only people who meant something to me, forcing them to suffer, making them scream. Unleashing the beast I'd failed to create on my own. It didn't matter. He came anyway, from the pit of black, the greatest conqueror of all, ignoring every plea for mercy. Blood, revenge, those were his masters. My wife is first. Brian, he doesn't understand. How could he? He just turned 6. So innocent. So playful. Now he's with his mother. And I'm alone. With him. The beast still lives, embracing death with his cold stare. I look into his eyes. Nothing's there. Just emptiness. A soulless gaze, devoid of everything. Everything. Now he searches me out like he does every night. He shall escape my dreams. Then they will believe me. Then they'll all understand. Creak! I've come for you. Ha ha! Isn't that what your boogeyman says in your dreams? You said you'd never tell anyone. You promised me. Guess I lied. I do that to psychos. You want your daily slop or not? He comes by every day bringing food or pain, beating me so I won't think straight. I've grown to know him, how he works or what he thinks. But I have to check again, make sure it's not the beast in disguise. No, it's not him. The eyes aren't empty. Tomorrow, I need to look again. Bam! Fine, starve yourself. I don't care. I already knew that. Because of them, I'm just an insane captive. Someone they can mock, poke fun at. They think I'm playing some kind of mind game. They become ignorant. So I let them think what they will. See, I don't care either. They're just a bunch of maggots, like those in the swill I eat every day. I've dealt with their kind before, know everything about them. But they've learned none of my secrets, like how to make leaders, create conquerors, control murderers. And I learned it all from him, the great beast Genghis Khan, the greatest warrior of this existence. That's why Wynn wanted me, why he needed me. Strategic military experts were hard to come by, and I was the best when knew that. He was motivated by a specific personal objective. He wanted me to make him the next great ruler, using the philosophies I pulled from my research, specifically those of Khan, the man who created the Mongolian Empire through brutality and terror, drowning entire nations in the blood of their own citizens. Khan once said, before slaying a dozen high priests, "I am the punishment of God. If you had not committed your great sins, then God would not have inflicted me upon you. It was their fault he was killing them. It was their fault he was killing him. Killing them, rather. Not his. But what was Lori's sin? God, how I miss her." 2 days later, and at first the commotion is distant. Like most other activities, it doesn't involve the inmates. When footsteps build into an avalanche of panic, those hidden away know this is different. Control has always been the warden's rule. "Get Sector 5 sealed off now! Over there in the shadows, a war has begun." As gunfire echoes through the stone corridors, trucks and jeeps squeal tires in pursuit of something unknown. The entire installation has become a frenzied battlefield. "I need a backup at Corridor 12! You others, the warehouse has been leveled!" Sirens scream, lights flash red like blood. "It's him! He's here, come to take retribution for all our sins, especially mine. Why did I try keeping him away? He always wins. Search the cells! Slam!" "Nothing here, let's go." "No, I must check. What are you looking at? Not him. Or him. They're not empty." "Maybe I'm wrong. What if this is just another rebel militia attacking us for our supplies?" "It happens all the time. Raids on other camps. Warring factions. It'll go away." "It has to. I want it to. Please make the noise stop. Just stop. It's hurting. Like my boy. He's not playing anymore. He's hurt. He wants his toy. Give him his toy. He wants Luke." Noises in my head. So many of them. I need to shut them off before. "Where is everyone? Where are they hiding? He couldn't have killed them already. There were too many of them. Even the beast requires time. There!" I hear shouting. Some men are still alive, hiding amid the smoking wreckage. But not for long. The winds will expose them in a few minutes, leaving them naked with their sins. Before coming after me, he'll deal with them, bringing death to each. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. They've released the scourge, given him reason to return. Khan! Cloak dripping with the blood of a million innocents, women, children, they didn't matter. That's what made him great. He'd rid himself of guilt. My wife, my son, they meant nothing. Only domination was meaningful. Annihilating his enemies, using the women of his conquest for momentary pleasure, laughing at them as they begged for their lives, staring back at them with those damn empty eyes. Wynn said Lori screamed, asking them to spare Brian. He was only a child, but they wanted me to understand. That's why they gave me the box, so I remember what he'd done. Between the Secretary of State and leaders from the former Czechoslovakia are stalled once again. This most recent meeting, the result of agreements brokered at the United Nations, was to have been little more than a photo opportunity. Both sides had met the conditions for the funding, a set of carefully balanced sanctions affecting both imports and exports of manufactured goods. And now appears that further negotiations will be needed to appease the Slovak and Czech leaders. Sources at the State Department indicate that the rift comes in the wake of isolated attacks within each country this past week. The Film Board of America is feeling a bit peckish just now. A recent thawing on the cultural front had opened the door for unprecedented numbers of U.S. films into China, as long as they passed a surprisingly liberal rating system put in place by Beijing. But in an abrupt statement today, China barred the import of any more American-made movies. Studio execs blustered back, berating the Chinese for flip-flopping. Hollywood then got on the phone to the White House and lobbied for sanctions against the Chinese. This creates yet another headache for the president, who owes a debt or two to the entertainment community. One newspaper suggests a link to an aborted delivery of military supplies. All sides have dismissed this as unsubstantiated conjecture. Well, they would, wouldn't they? Ah, coincidence? I doubt it. Maybe our masters on Wall Street and the State Department spin doctors will call it that, but what else would we expect them to say? They need believers, and paranoia never seduced anyone. Meanwhile, the president is being hit by a series of minor but withering setbacks in foreign policy. Individually, they don't amount to much, but put them all together and the U.S. starts to look like it doesn't have a clean shirt on prom night. There's no way it's a fluke that all these distractions are coming on top of each other. We are being sent a message and I hope someone is listening. All these situations are rooted in factional attacks that no one seems to have committed. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to the Gorilla Ghost. New York City, half a continent, away. And I expect to see a full report on my desk in 48 hours. Is that understood? Yes, Mr. Nguyen, we have every international agent at our disposal asking questions. Whoever is doing this will. Bleep, bleep. God damn it. I specifically asked not to be interrupted. I know, sir, but it's the president. He said it was urgent. Then put him on. Hello, Jason. I'll make this brief. At some of our overseas summits lately, the local representatives have been less than warm to our point of view. The undercurrent of it all seems to be fallout from business done with your department. Who's raising objections? I'm not here to discuss details, Jason, but whatever connections you have with these countries, be they public or private, they're slowly coming unwound. This is creating problems on my end, so I'd like you to focus all your energies into resolving these situations. That's all. Have a good evening. Click. What are you looking at? You have your assignment, so get to it! Moments later, a grotesque form oozes from the shadows. Tisk tisk, that's quite a temper you've got there, my boy. The hell do you want? Just the pleasure of seeing you squirm. Yeah, well, what do you know about this? I thought you could control anything. I can, but you see, Jason, I need things in return. Your goal is to rid us both the spawn, first by destroying him emotionally, then ultimately eliminating him. Instead, he's turned the wheel back on you. You know, the funny thing is, if I ever told you his name, you'd be able to fix your problem a lot quicker. I'm getting tired of your games, clown. If you're hiding something, then spit it out. No can do. You're on your own this time. The only way Hell's going to see that humans aren't fit for spawning is if one of his own kind does him in. You need to figure this puzzle out on your own. Besides, you keep telling me how powerful you are. Prove it. Otherwise, you're about to slowly fade into oblivion. A few floors below the office of the CIA headquarters, Terry Fitzgerald continues to systematically weaken Jason Nguyen's web of global influence by disrupting his side business of hijacking weapons shipments and selling them to America's enemies. He's using a weapon he hopes will survive the madness. It's time. Birthday boy, this is Papa One. Do you copy? If so, give confirmation on Secure Line 12. Beep! Good. Since you're in hostile territory, I don't expect any verbal communication on your part. Just get Major Fosberg out of there. And no more getting sidetracked like you did in Korea. We can't afford to have the Major become injured. He's got information vital to us. If I'm right, that info will help expedite Wynn's extinction. So stay focused. This is the break we need. Rat City, a place most would dare not tread, hidden deep in the belly of New York's Bowery, has become an off-limits even to those who are accustomed to the area's filth and squalor. For hidden in the shadows of this insane environment crawl the lowest examples of humanity. Even the most desperate of the homeless know not to venture here. Yet there are those who do. The few who make it out are never the same again. The disappearances, the rantings, then give credence to the tales spread by those living on its edge. For the past week, a black monstrosity has dwelled in this oppressive domain, waiting patiently for the return of its quarry. The simian's instincts led it to the deepest, most nightmarish section. Charred body parts dangle from what had been a funeral pyre, and is now a throne. This is where the scent is the strongest. The stench of spawn. My box, it's all I have left. The only thing they'd let me keep. Wynn said I'd be part of it one day. But that's okay, at least I can join them, be with my family again. Yes, that's it. Pretend, shut out the noise, then I won't be afraid. You can't scare me if I'm not afraid. I'm able to pretend for almost an hour, keeping the beast at bay, thinking of how I built him in the first place. Frankenstein, that's who I became. Dr. Frankenstein, trying to breathe life into Wynn by using the techniques of another long dead. But I could sense he wasn't pure. He wasn't capable of dealing with what I could give him, the power of Khan. His skills, his traits weren't meant for this century. Wynn didn't accept this, having felt the euphoria of a few initial discreet moves. His victories drove him mad. He craved more. He demanded my insight. I ignored his pleas, not wanting to accept how much of my teachings he'd already absorbed. Then came his threats, promises of carnage, culminated by the release of the devil beast himself, sent to abolish me for knowing his secrets. Instead, I laughed, forcing him nearly into fits beyond description. But he wouldn't show it. He couldn't. Not if he was to be a great warrior. Still, I felt it. His anger welled up behind a pair of eyes as black as the abyss. Her hiding rage, blurring the logic of a normal man. He spent that madness on my wife, my boy, my family. I remember his smile as he gave me the box, vowing that he'd send Khan. Dripping crimson, eyes devoid of everything, except the lust for blood. Mine. Why? Why, when I gave you life, let you live, do you haunt my dreams? I'm you, damn it. We're the same. Leave me alone. He was just a boy. Give him his Luke. Don't make her beg. No, I have to focus. Pretend. Then he can't live. Have to keep him inside. In my dreams. Then he can't touch me. Or become real. So why do the guards keep screaming? What's scaring them? Not him. It can't be. This is just some elaborate trick that Wynn's masterminding. Trying to wreck my focus, hoping I'll give in, wishing for my... What? It's quiet. Why has everything gone silent? What's happened to the nose? The noise, rather. The panic. My God. He swallowed their sin. No. Yes. Footsteps getting closer. Crack! I won't do it. You've fooled me too many times. You can't make me look. Not this time. Have to pretend. Shut my eyes. Don't think. Can't think. Where's the noise? Why'd you stop the torture? Who are you? What do you want? No! The emptiness. He's here. For them. Again. My family. Have to save them. Damn you, Wynn. Every time I try to forget, you always... Every time I try to forget, you send him. But always in my dreams. Not like this. Never like this. Lori. What's he doing to Lori? Don't make her scream. Stop! Damn you, it's my fault, not hers. Me, you want my sins. Forsberg, I've come for you. You can't have them, I won't let you. No, not again, not again. It's my box. It belongs to me. I have to protect them. Do you hear, Khan? We're not afraid of you. Look, I don't have time for this crap, especially not when I'm about to save your sorry little ass. So you're coming with me, like it or not. My box! My box! I dropped my box! No, we can't leave them! They need me! My family needs me! Art gallery. That's it, guys. Wow. What a cliffhanger. It was a very eventful volume. A lot of shit happened. It definitely redeemed some of the weaker volumes that I read, you know, leading up to it. Some inks. Don't worry about that. And there you have it. Another volume done. Wynn Spawn, legendary writer and artist Todd McFarlane, unleashes iconic anti-hero in the world and launched the most successful independent comic book in history. Oh yeah, we already went through this. Okay, so volume 9 contains the stories and artwork that helped create the Spawn legacy. Featuring awe-inspiring art by fan favorite Greg Capullo, The Creech, with stories written by Spawn creator Todd McFarlane. Each volume... Oh, yeah, we know that. Okay. Volume 10. Things are going to get really interesting now. So... You guys will definitely get some of this. It's even shorter. Damn. First one was 164. This is only 156. So the sizes of the comics are getting smaller. But all right, guys, we'll have some more Spawn for you in March. Sorry for the break, but had to take a nap, actually. I feel a little better, but I'll still be going to bed a little earlier. All right, so at any rate, I'm out. I'll see you next time, comic fans, with more Spawn. Stay tuned.